Today I'd like to continue unfolding the beauty and spirituality of the great saint and hopefully future doctor of the church, St. Louis Marie de Montfort, in his book, The True Devotion. We have about 100 of you preparing for the consecration on March 25th, but even if you're not preparing this year, perhaps you'll prepare in years to come on this 33-day journey to become more and more united to Christ through our Blessed Mother. It's always to Jesus through Mary. That is the motto. And so we go to Jesus. We, of course, can go to Jesus directly, but the Montfort recommends that we go to Jesus through Mary. And uses the interesting example of a little peasant boy who has an apple, and this apple he wants to give to the king. Now you can go directly and give it to the king, that's fine. But the problem is the apple, you know, has some bruises on it. It's not in the best shape. It maybe has a worm in it, perhaps. And so what he does is he gives it to the queen. And the queen takes it back to the kitchen and she peels it. She gets rid of the bruises. She digs out the worms. She cuts it in nice slices and puts it on a silver tray. And puts all sorts of beautiful garnish around, maybe even some caramel dip. Okay, doesn't that make apples taste much better? And so then she gives it to the king. It's the same apple, but look what the queen did. She made it so much more presentable. And the Montfort says that's what Our Lady does with our prayers. We give ourselves to Our Lady, and then she gives us to Jesus. So if we go to Jesus with Mary, in Mary, and through Mary, our prayers become so much more presentable and pleasing to the Lord, because He'll accept them from His own mother. Again, it's our gift, but when it passes through the hands of Our Lady, she enhances those prayers by her special graces. So de Montfort says that this is the perfect renewal of our baptismal vows and promises. We renew our baptism, we profess our faith in Christ, we reject Satan, and we consecrate ourselves to Jesus. But we do this through Mary. And he says, what is consecration? Consecration means, the word means, to be set aside for a holy purpose. See, this altar is consecrated. We only say Mass upon the altar. The tabernacle is consecrated. You wouldn't put your sandwiches in the tabernacle. The chalice is consecrated for the precious blood. You don't drink Coca-Cola or root beer from something that is consecrated. So it means to be set aside for a holy purpose. So we consecrate ourselves to Jesus through Mary. What do we consecrate? The Montfort says we consecrate our body and our soul, our mind, our heart, our past, our present, our future, our whole life, all of our material possessions, all of our spiritual possessions, our merits, indulgences, things such as your house and your car and your bank account or lack of bank account or whatever it is, you consecrate everything to Our Lady, your health, your physical fitness, your sufferings, the kind of death that we'll endure at the end of our life. So you entrust everything to Our Lady, who gives it entirely to Christ. So it's a consecration. Why do we consecrate ourselves to Jesus through Mary? De Montfort says it's to become a saint. That's the goal. What is a saint? A saint is somebody who resembles Jesus Christ, who is so in love with Christ, so filled with Christ, that he or she becomes a living Christ. That's what a Christian is supposed to be, the presence of Christ in the world. A Christian is supposed to be like Christ. So we consecrate ourselves in order to be molded, formed, and fashioned into the image and likeness of Jesus by Mary and the Holy Spirit. The other image de Montfort gives is that he says that in those days, you know, this is the 1700s, you can make a statue in one of two ways. You could either carve it and chisel it. Let's say you have a block of wood or a block of marble, and the artist, the sculptor, chisels away at it. Now, if that marble or that wood could feel pain, that would be painful to be chipped away, you know, bit by bit. But back then, there was another way to make a statue, and it was called a mold. And that's how they make many statues today. They pour the plaster into a mold, and that forms it and fashions the statue that way. Bonhoeffer says that there's two different ways to become a saint. You could allow God to chisel away at you bit by bit, which he sometimes does. Or, De Montfort says, the shorter, safer, easier way to become a saint is to entrust yourself to the mold of Mary and allow her and the Holy Spirit to form you and fashion you and mold you into the image and likeness of Christ. See, many of the saints, and De Montfort talks about some of the saints who were martyred, who were burned at the stake, who were crucified or beheaded, or many saints that went out into the desert and had years of severe penance and fasting and sacrifice and prayer. Yes, that's one way to become a saint. But De Montfort says that the sort of the easier, shorter, safer way to become a saint is, instead of being chiseled away at like that, entrust yourself to Our Lady, consecrate yourself to her, place yourself in Mary's maternal womb and her arms, and then she will form and fashion you with the Holy Spirit into the image and likeness of Christ. That's what they did for Jesus 2,000 years ago. How was Jesus formed in Mary's womb? By the power of the Holy Spirit. How are we formed through this consecration into the image and likeness of Christ? It is to be molded and formed by Mary and the Holy Spirit to become more and more like Christ. So that is the purpose of the consecration. So as you continue to read the prayers and do the readings as preparing for March 25th, think about those things, that we always want to go to Jesus with Mary, through Mary, in order to more perfectly be acceptable by Christ. It's the more humble way to go to Jesus is through Mary. And then realize that we're all called to become saints, to become the image and likeness of Christ. And he says, let's consecrate ourselves to Our Lady and the Holy Spirit and allow them to form us and mold us and fashion us into the image and likeness of Christ.